$17,000 a year moving to Portland. Guppies. I like guppies so much better. No. Some of my best friends are yuppies. Not their fault, although prices are going up. But they're a real symptom of the problem. When they're moving in, watch out, because you know the rents are going to go up. I've seen it happen in Boston, and then I saw it happen in San Francisco, then Seattle. Now I'm in Portland, getting priced out of Portland. It's like the story of my life. But it makes for good songs. Okay, thank you. Tuning. That's what I should do. Yeah, totally. It's missing. It's an Irish bouzouki. Yeah. And this is a song I wrote too, so that my friend Stella could just play a song for her, for people she meets who are wondering how she met her husband. She doesn't have to explain complicated circumstances. Yeah. When Julian met Stella in the embassy, in the only room for 7 years that he would ever see. Guarded by police, with cops on every street, an unusual situation for the first time you should meet. When Julian met Stella, the time they spent was increasingly within the walls of a little tent, where they could have some privacy from the ever-present gaze under which he was spending all his nights and days. When Julian met Stella, there was the chance of grace. Perhaps the president would decide to drop the case. Had two children beneath the watchful eyes of the Americans and British and all kinds of other spies. When Julian met Stella on Embassy Row, it was before he was abducted and forced to go to Belmarsh prison. Without a chance to speak, awaiting the extradition that the USA seeks. When Julian met Stella, the folks at the UN and people all around the world spoke out then. This journalist belongs among the free, not in prison for exposing crimes against humanity. When Julian met Stella. Thank you.
Free Julian Assange. Check, check.